we're going to have, when I was young, I was really interested in astronomy. You know, in elementary school, I read every book that they had in the library. And it's hard to believe that in those days, we hadn't visited a single planet. I don't know what I was looking at. They must have been pictures from the Wilson Observatory or something. And so much has changed since then. And the most exciting thing in astronomy for a person without a telescope is the total eclipse that's coming, and it's going to come right overhead. People fly all over the world to see that, and all we've got to do, if you're in Kaiser or Salem, is go outside. And we're literally the first city in the U.S., major city in the U.S., to get this. And so I was thinking about that when Christ says, you are the light of the world. What happened? I've not seen an eclipse, but I hope it's not cloudy, you know, Oregon. But, you know, it's very interesting that what we've learned in the last 100 years is that a billion years ago, the moon was much closer to the Earth, and this phenomena would not have occurred. And in another million years, it will have continued to spiral out, and it will no longer cover the entire disk of the sun, and this phenomena will not occur anymore. But it's occurring while we are here. And I don't think that's a coincidence. It's one of God's ways of pointing out that this really is his world, and he really does have a plan. And the perfection of that particular phenomenon and what happens, what we hope to see next year, not just the fact that day turns into night, which is interesting in and of itself, but to see the corona of the sun, which is invisible except during an eclipse, and or for instruments in outer space, to be able to see that and have the right glasses to look at that, is something that we will, please God, have a chance to see next year. I find that extremely exciting. And in a way, that's a lot about what God, there's a hint there that what we can't normally see is still there. The outer atmosphere of the sun, which from pictures I've seen, is this massive flaming ball falling, you know, and not just a round ball, but all these things coming up. This is always there, but we can't see it. And in the same way, God is always here, but we can't see him. There will come a time we'll see the eclipse, and God will realize that God was here the whole time. It's kind of a sign to us. And I think when Christ talks about you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, he's talking about the mission that he's given each one of us in a world that really is quite dark at this time. You know, this is not the kingdom of heaven we're living in. We find ourselves here, and there's only one way out. And in the meantime, we have to make sense of our journey between life and death. What am I here for? What's the point? Everybody on earth is asking the same question. We come up with different answers. But God has enlightened those he has enlightened. He expects to be lights and to make a difference in the world. We look at what is the difference between light and darkness. What is light and what is darkness? Darkness is not a something, it's a lack of something. To be in darkness is to be without light. During an eclipse, we'll see that for a brief 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, the shadow of the moon will cover the sun, and shadow the earth will be in a shadow. It'll be the absence of light. And in the same way, when light hits us, the darkness vanishes. So a person that wants darkness is trying to get away from the light. They don't want the light to shine on them. They want to be in darkness. Darkness is the absence of something. And in the words of the Holy Spirit, it's the absence of God. Hell would be eternal darkness or the absence of anything good, the absence of anything light. Who would choose that? Well, we're choosing it now by the way we live. And so periodically, our Lord will try to remind us that we're here for a purpose other than just feathering our own nest or having a good time. We're also here to be his witnesses, his seasoning in a world, let's face it, this world desperately needs it. We all have a mission in life. A lot of us don't know what it is until after we have our conversation with the Lord. So the main thing is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit each day. I just buried Jo Bolf. Some of you didn't even know she died because this all happened midweek. She died after Mass on Sunday last week, and I buried her today. And I was telling the family that she sat in the back here with the people that couldn't come forward, and she was a light just by you know, accepting the humility of receiving somebody coming back to her and giving people permission to be sick, you know, and to come to church even when you're not feeling too well, but to be here. She was a witness and a light in that sense. And I think we don't often realize that the ways in which God calls us to be a light in the world. You know, some of us are liberal, some are conservative, but we all have some mission. There's something that God wants us to do, to be, to affect a change in the world for the good. And he's going to enlighten us on what it is. And periodically, he will come along and want to clean the windows or purify the vessel, make it a more pure light. And that often comes through suffering or perhaps through a good confession. You know, when Lent comes, a lot of people, and Christmas, a lot of people will take advantage of the sacrament. Many take advantage of it throughout the year because that's God's way of purifying us sacramentally so that we can be more of a light to others. We find ourselves, without even realizing it, we're contaminated by the world. That every time I read the newspaper, it seems like the world's getting more pagan, and it is. And it becomes more and more of a courageous act to be just a good Christian, to be a good Catholic. It's not an easy thing in a world like this with so many temptations on the internet and so much around us of people that don't that live as if this is the only world that is. And in fact, this is just the beginning of a world that lasts forever. This is a place of preparation, a place of testing, a place of determining our faith and where we're going and what our place will be in heaven. Please, God. So we thank God for the insight that he's given us and the mission to be a light in our own little world, wherever it is, just to make a difference as Christ has called us to be and the seasoning of the world. We ask him for his grace. He may continue to work that in us. Amen.